to Mr. Biz Radio, Biz Talk for Biz Owners. If you're ready to stop faking the funk and take your business onward and upward, this show is for you. And now, here's Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mr. Biz Radio with me, Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth. And I want to give you guys, we got a very special guest this week. I'm super stoked, man. We were talking before the show started. I know you guys are going to love this, man. So this was back in my heyday. Our guest this week, if you're not watching, if you're listening, has performed at NBA halftimes, NFL halftimes. He's thrown out first pitches in Major League Baseball games. He has sold more than 7 million copies of a song. We're going to get into that in a minute. That song was top 10 for 34 straight weeks. It's featured in a whole multitude of TV commercials. One you're going to remember very recently. A bunch of movies. A bunch of TV shows. So let me give you a clue to our guest this week.
Party people! Sprinkle!
I love it. We have DC, the Brain Supreme. DC Glenn, welcome to Mr. Biz Radio.
Hey, man. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I've been working on this. We've been working on getting you on the show here for a bit. I am stoked because, like I said, I graduated college the year this song came out. This song, like, oh my gosh. Since we booked you on the show, I've been talking to friends and stuff. They're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be epic. Because everyone's like, I could sing every word of that song. I said, you're not coming on. Look, DC didn't want to hear all that. but before we get into all that, so I got to ask you, man, like, I'm very curious. How did you come up with the idea for the song?
So back in the day, I used to work at a club, an adult entertainment club. And, you know, me being a DJ in the city of Atlanta, you know, back then it was about just rocking the party and, you know, DJing was different. And Whoomp There It Is was a party saying in the clubs. So it was almost like a throw your hands in the air, waving like you just don't care, something like that. That's how it was in the South. And gotcha. We were a hip hop group, me and Steve Rowland. And mm-hmm. I knew to get out of the Southeast, if we were ever going to make it in the music industry, we had to make an up-tempo record. And that music was called bass at the time. Mm-hmm. And Steve was like, man, I love bass, but it's like, that stuff is hard to make. And I was like, don't think about bass how they do it in the South. Go back to the essence of hip-hop, which to me is planet rock, right?
Oh, there you go. Love a little Afro Bambaataa, yeah.
Yeah. So you put that song on this party, no matter what, even to this day.
Yeah. So
kind of fashioned it that way. And that was our first up-tempo record. And, you know, I almost gave up because people had heard it. I tested it in the clubs. It was probably the most positive responded record that I'd ever played as a DJ. And the labels were all giving me, you know, say, we want to do something, but they were just dragging their feet and almost gave up. But I called this man named Al Bell and he called me back. And I was like, look, dude, I got a hit record. You got to sign us. And he was like, okay. And I was like, man, don't play with me. You haven't heard the record. And he's like, brother, I don't have to hear the record. I hear it in your spirit. Let's agree to agree and get this thing moving. And I gave my 2 weeks at Magic City, which is the club I was at. Signed a messed up record deal, and in a month and a half, tag team was platinum, and the rest is history.
So I guess my next question was going to be, did you expect it? It sounds like you did kind of expect it. You knew you had a hit on your hands.
I mean, that's your hubris as a young man and a rapper and somebody who is in the hottest club, one of the hottest clubs in the country, in the growingest city in the country, right? So I'm in my prime, in my heyday. But I just saw the reaction from me being a DJ. You know, nobody knew that was me. And that's the key. So I knew it, but, you know, I was ready for it. And because I watched so many artists blow up and how they treated people, I knew that I was never going to treat people like that and act like a star. So the ability to watch to as a DJ to have a front row seat to humanity served me so well because it never changed me and I never chased the stardom. I just wanted to be be successful. And I was. My goal was to be in history books. And I achieved that goal at 25, right? So it's not that I knew that it was going to be successful or I just knew it was going to be big. It was the fact that I just knew me that I was never going to give up. And that's the type of person I've always been. And you can look at it as a positive thing, but there's negativity in that positivity because we signed a messed up record deal. And I've been in a 20-year legal battle and just got over with that 7 years ago. So what does that mean? But that, though, you know, that's the thing where life is baked in the cake and you develop, either you're going to, you know, fight and you're going to learn and you're going to overcome, or you kind of, you know, become an old bitter rapper. And that's what a lot of entertainers have done. Because everybody pretty much signs a messed up record deal in the beginning. It just depends on the severity of what, you know, how your rights got taken and how you respond and how you recover. So I feel like that experience has made me the man who I am today, because when negative things happen to me or life throws me a curveball, I get blindsided. I vow that it will never happen again, because that's the responsibility of a grown man, is to take responsibility for the mistakes and for the missed opportunities and your youthful hubris. But you kind of learn that as long as you're breathing, there's nothing in life you can't do. And even if you have made mistakes and missed opportunities, you can correct all that stuff. And that's what the pandemic taught me, right? And it taught a lot of people that people had to stop. Everybody had to stop at the same time. And ask themselves, everybody asks the same question, what the hell am I going to do, right?
Yep.
And I love that because, you know, the other side is the other side. But the side that I love is that we're all in the Serengeti together. What are you going to be, predator or prey? And I took that time to really reinvent myself. But I've been reinventing myself all my life because I don't give up. I don't quit a play offense. And I just hustle. All I do is hustle and work hard. And then you get to a point in your life where you learn how to work smarter. And even working smarter is hard. It's all difficult, but you just can't quit. And as long as I'm breathing, ride it till the wheels fall off, because you got one life and everybody has a choice of what they do with it. So I'm riding it. I'm trying to.
I like it. I like, well, and clearly, you know, like you said, you know, we talked before the show, you know, it's been 30 years. It's 2023. That song came out in 93. It's been 30 years, man. And it's still relevant. I got a 12-year-old that knows every word of that song. Like, I'm, you know, it just goes to everybody. Guys, if you haven't figured out, you're watching, you see DC Glenn, DC the Brain Supreme, as he was known back in the day, still known, still performing. Talking to him this week, you can follow him on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. He's DC Glenn with two N's, ATL. Go to the website, tagteambackagain.com. Love that, by the way, Tag Team Back Again. How are you going to forget that, right? We're going to hit a break here. We're going to come back. We'll get the Mr. Biz tip of the week, and we're going to keep diving into this because I want to find out what DC's reaction was when his song became number one in only 14 days.
If you would like to reach hundreds of thousands of business owners every week, Mr. Biz Radio can help. Our show airs globally 7 days a week for more than 25 hours across several internet radio stations, plus 20 plus podcast platforms. Also, video exposure on the new exclusive Mr. Biz Network streaming channel, which gets blasted to 100 plus streaming platforms, and the Mr. Biz YouTube channel, and our 350,000 social media followers multiple times every week. Join Mr. Biz Nation as an advertiser by emailing us at info@mrbizsolutions.com.
Are you ready to automate your business? Automation is the key to scaling a business and building wealth. It's also one of the most difficult things for a small business owner to do on their own. If you're looking for help with automation, Pulse Technology CRM can help. We have an exclusive offer for Mr. Biz Nation. We will build everything for free, even if it's a sophisticated funnel. Visit thepulsespot.com/Mr. Biz for this exclusive offer.
Got a question for Mr. Biz you want answered on air? Email it to info@MrBizSolutions.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's time for Mr. Biz Tip of the Week. This one is one of my favorites, actually. This is a short one, but it's good. And it actually ties into what DC was saying during the first segment. Success only comes through action and execution. This is my favorite part. The road is riddled with flat squirrels who couldn't make a decision. You got to make a decision. You got to take action. You got to execute. And I think DC, that's right along with what you were talking about during the first segment there. So I mean, again, you talked about it was only like a 90-day period. You know, you sign a deal and all of a sudden, and literally, you know, from my research, in 14 days, you went from releasing the song to you guys are number one. You got the hottest song literally anywhere. I mean, what was your reaction to that? Again, we talked about you kind of expected it. You know, you know you're going to be successful, but I mean, holy crap, who expects 14 days straight to number one?
Nobody. But, you know, when it happens to you, you're grateful. And for me, it was like, okay, cool. It's time to go to work. This is what I've waited for my whole life, right? And, you know, it's like hitting the buzzer beater in an NBA game. It's like hitting the home run in the seventh inning of a tied World Series game, game seven. That's what it was like for me. So the euphoria was bananas, right? And that lasted for about 2 years. And then reality hit, you know, that's what I tell artists today. You know, people always ask me for my help. And I say, okay, cool. I need you to read this book. Or if you don't want to read, I got a video for you. And call me back in a month. And they never do. But the people who do call me back, they're like, I understand it. So I explain. I don't understand really, but I explain it to them. And I'm like, what I'm doing is giving you the back end. Because the front end is the euphoria.
Sure.
And it's going to fade. And when it fades, what rights do you have in the end? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm giving you that end. So when you go into it, I have full confidence that you won't get taken advantage of in the music industry. Because that's what happens. The siren song of stardom is very difficult to sequester. People will sell, that's why they make movies about the crossroads. Selling your soul to be the greatest blues guitarist ever. That's what people do every day, because my thing was, there were three other Whoomp There It Is songs. And I was like, I got to get this thing out there. I'll deal with it later. And that's what I did. And that I had lawyer. I went and found a lawyer. I tried to do my due diligence, but I had a lawyer who was a paralegal. So we were kind of screwed from the start. But we still managed to keep a bunch of our money and still managed to keep, you know, publishing, certain amounts of publishing. And that has served me well for 30 years, because that's just basically a paycheck or a pension, you know, a pension check, right?
Sure.
And,
yeah,
you know, these things that debilitate you can also help you, because going through that process of it fading and being in, you know, where's my money and all that, I will never, ever get taken advantage of again with money. So I learned finance, end up becoming a licensed commodities broker, right?
Nice, yeah.
Passed Series 3 because I wanted to learn about finance. I said, it's not going to happen to me. We're in a law, you know, we're in a legal battle. I said, well, two record companies is fighting over the rights. And I said, well, I'm going to know I'm going to get my day in court. I'm the pawn. Let me learn basically how to become a paralegal so I can be prepared for my day in court. And that's what I did. I learned what motions are, how to put together discovery, other legal cases that were like mine, how they turned out. And you learn the language. That's the one thread. You learn the language. Like with commodities, I tried to have my own hedge fund, but it was like, it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
But year 2000, I would look at CNBC and know what they were talking about. year 2002, I knew everything they were talking about. Once you learn the language, now you can understand what it is that they do. Then you get to put your creativity to it. Then it becomes custom to you.
Yeah.
But with a whole different innovative paradigm shift that serves you, that you could teach everybody else. But it ain't
so,
for-
So you, no, sorry about that. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, I didn't know there were three. I didn't know there were two others. I knew about the 95 South Woot. There it is.
It was an A-town player. You know, they were on the east side of Atlanta. And then now, see, that, and that's the, I was talking to a friend about this yesterday. Back in the day, there would always be a record that comes out in the spring. Right? Right? Like, I could tell you, Tone Loc's Wild Thing came out when I graduated from Sac State in 89. Mm-hmm. Every year, there's a record that starts in the spring with all the spring breaks and everything, and they rise through the summer and rise for 2 years, and that's how they became classics. That doesn't happen anymore because everything is at the speed of light. You can have a hit record, and that's only going to last you 2 weeks. When's the last time you've heard a hit record that you continue to just keep hearing it over and 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 over? The only way that, and that's the thing, there's a lot of artists trying to put out, like a lot of the old artists are trying to put out new records. And I'm like, you can do that, but don't do it as a put out. You're putting out a record because you can't compete because everybody else is doing it a different way. But there is a way to do it, because if you get, and that's what with me in the marketing and the PR and all the stuff like that, that I've had to learn to be self-sufficient, that you can have a mediocre record, and if you can get it in a commercial and they play it during the NBA playoffs, that's your hit record. And everybody done the work for you. You see what I'm saying? So now everybody's like, what's that beat under that commercial? And they're playing it 15 times a day.
Yep.
That's how you make a hit record or a hit movie or a television show, right? Jingles. People aren't thinking about that because everybody wants to be a star, but people aren't thinking about it from a business perspective. I'm thinking about it from a business perspective. That's why I'm a part of 30 different organizations, because this is my one tip. You had a tip earlier. This is my tip.
Yeah.
Because it served me better than anything. Join an organization or trade, you know, whatever you interested in, type in trade show after it or trade organization after it, because organizations are filled with people who love their profession and trying to make their industry better. And they have been doing it for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And they can't wait to tell you how to do things and spill their knowledge on you because they see you putting in the work. So when I want to learn something, I joined the Public Relations Society of America, because during the pandemic, publicists didn't want to work with me because they were freaking out over the pandemic. I was like, come on, damn publicists. And that is the biggest, that's one of those moments in your life where you realize this really works. And I'm part of Grant Writers Association. I'm part of 5 different writers associations. Anything I want to learn, that's what I do. Marketing Association, E-commerce Association, right? All these things, so I can get around people and they can tell me what they did to be successful, as opposed to me trying to carpet bomb my brain looking at all these different courses and whatnot of different people who might not know or their thing might be obsolete.
Yep. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Well, again, we're going to hit a break again here, DC. Tagteambackin.com. We're going to come back after the break. We're going to dive in, get a little bit of tea from DC about some of the celebs that he's dealt with. And then we're going to find out what he's doing, what he's up to right now.
How would you like to have direct access to Mr. Biz to help you run your business more profitably and more efficiently? At MrBizSolutions.com, you get live access to not only Mr. Biz, but also several of his hand-picked and trusted business experts, each with 20-plus years of experience to help you optimally manage and grow your business. That's just the start of where Mr. Biz Solutions begins. Learn more at MrBizSolutions.com. That's MrBizSolutions.com.
Business owners have a continually growing to-do list with little time for revenue-producing activities. With Check Off Your List and their experienced team of virtual assistants, you can focus on growing your business. Visit checkoffyourlist.com to learn how Check Off Your List's skilled team can handle your day-to-day tasks like social media, bookkeeping, calendar maintenance, and much more. Contact Check Off Your List at checkoffyourlist.com or call 888-262-1249 to see how their virtual assistants can help you live to work rather than work to live.
Check out all three of Mr. Biz's best-selling books at MrBizBooks.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to Mr. Biz Radio. Again, talking with Mr. DC Glenn, DC the Brain Supreme. TagTeamBackAgain.com. Follow DC on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. He's DC Glenn ATL. So, DC, I got to ask you. You said way back, earlier in the show, you said you from dealing with people when you were a DJ and dealing with a lot of celebrities, artists, things like that, you figured out, man, if I ever make it, I'm not going to be that guy or that girl. So you got to tell me, I'm not going to ask you for the bad stuff. I want to ask, what's a celebrity or artist that you dealt with that was like the nicest one, the coolest one that you got? Because I know you guys, when you guys were in your heyday, man, you were dealing with everybody, man. So give me like a little quick story, if you would.
So back then, there were two hubs of hip hop. There's really only one, New York. But then LA came about.
Yep.
Gangster rap and all that. And I was going to school in California. So I knew all those guys, right? And even when I moved to Atlanta, the beauty of me working in the number one club in the city is that everybody came to me. So I'm friends with Deion Sanders when me and him get there at the same time. Dominique Wilkins, because him and Dominique had the biggest clubs in the city, right? Bobby yeah. Brown got there. They used to come to the club. L.A. Reid, who owned LaFace and Babyface, they moved to Atlanta. Too Short moved to Atlanta. All these people are my friends.
I didn't know that. I didn't know Too Short was moved to the
ATL. Yeah, Too Short went from Oakland to Atlanta, right? Huh. And everybody there. So Atlanta's music didn't have a music scene when I got there. It was all bass music. But because of where I was at, everybody came to me because back then there were record company reps. They had regions. So you had the Southeast region, the, you know, Midwest region, the Southwest region, and they had their reps where they would bring us the records, and that's how they broke their records. And they would come and service radio and service me and service anybody who could play the record. So I developed these relationships with these people. And to me, those are the best experiences because I'm the party starter. I get the party started. That's what my job is, to drive the bus. And I was very good at as a DJ because I knew how to rock a party. Because in the beginning of hip hop, it was only one question: can you rock a party? Can you move a crowd? And I became masterful at it. And that is my specialty in life. Rock the party, move the crowd, intellect, business, anything I do. That's mm-hmm. how I read.
Yeah. So look, I'm not letting you getting off that easy, DC. You, tell me about a celebrity or an artist that was like super cool, like super humble, was cool to deal with on
Everybody.
A regular basis.
I could tell you that it's hard because I'm cool with everybody. If I can get in a room and take over the room because I listen, right? So I could tell you that me and Jermaine Dupri, good, you know, we're good, we're cool. Me and Dion were cool. Everybody was cool with me. Mm-hmm. And I can't really single out one person because I was cool with everybody. I'm the DJ. They got to. Yeah. So that question doesn't kind of, you know, I've met people in all walks of life. From everybody we used to go, like right now, we're family because all the 90 artists that are still here, we're all family. CNC Music Factory, that's my family. Digital Underground, that's my family. Vanilla Ice, Rob Bass, Tone Loc, Young MC, right? These are my family. Stevie B, Freestyle King, he's my family, right? These are people that I still tour with today because we're the ones that are still standing. And I take satisfaction because when I get with them, it's like a retreat. I'm sitting there giving them business and talking about all the things that can help them sustain their careers. And I tell them, I'll be the guinea pig. I'll go learn it. Because my thing has always been, I want to learn what they know so I could bring it back to the street game and make the street game better. And you elevate people and you teach them not to be the victim, but to put all that aside and just work hard and go after what you want. It's achievable. Now, that's why I can't answer that question. Everybody, I'm cool with everybody. You have a choice on how you deal with people. So if somebody's being stank to me, I'm like, you know what? This is a challenge. Let me break them down to liquid form.
I like it. Yeah.
I'm friends because I don't need that. I don't deal in negativity. So if I'm in a room with CEOs, you better have something special in you that you can become friends with all those CEOs.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that's me. That's always been me. I can't help it.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, before we let you go, DC, I want to get into it. So I know you guys still do some touring. You had the huge Geico commercial. I'm sure that just reinvigorated a lot of stuff. But I know you got a lot of other things going on in your life. And I know I heard from a birdie that you might be a website guru now.
Hey, I just try to help people make their website better. Because all of us and people who are successful, what I've learned from research is that they're successful from hard work, perseverance, and word of mouth.
Mm.
And my job is to tell them not, and see, this is why I'm like I am. This goes back to the last question. I know how to talk to people. So if I'm looking at your website, I'm not going to you saying, man, your website sucks, man. Because people put pride in their thing. I was like, hey, man, your website is really cool. But you are leaving a lot of money on the table. As soon as I say that line, ears perk up. I have their full attention. Let me show you how to make your website better. And then that's when they really want to learn, right? But if I go in like, oh, I'm an SEO specialist and you need to do this on your website and you need to do that, I really try not to say you need to do.
Mm, yeah. But
now you're preaching to somebody, telling them what they're like, well, what I'm not doing is good enough. See, there's things. See, people don't understand that the greatest human flaw is pride and ego. And over the years, I've developed the ability to not react to negative thoughts, negative emotions, right? And I could take any negative emotion, fear, envy, hate, despair, loathing. I sound like Yoda. and I don't react. I put it in my pocket, I listen, and it's killing me inside. But what happens is 10, 15 minutes later, that becomes positive energy because you have to listen to people. And if somebody's telling you something and you don't agree, you have to say to yourself, here's the magic, right? What if what they're saying about me is right? What would I do about it? And now I've come up with a solution that I get to pull in my toolbox. Not my toolbox. I don't got a Home Depot. I got an Ace Hardware. I get to put it in my Ace Hardware of tools for life. That's what the mind can do for you, right? People don't understand that. So don't get caught up in your feelings. Stay positive and just work hard and play offense. And like I said, biggest thing I could tell people, join an organization if you want to learn about something, because you can learn about something in 2 weeks and know if it's for you or not. And it's all about time management now, especially when you get older. And I feel brand new. I don't have an age because I'm always reinventing myself, and reinvention comes just rebirth.
Yeah.
And that's what feels the greatest, man. So,
you know. I love it. I love it, man. Tagteambackagain.com. Follow DC on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, DC Glenn ATL. DC, thanks so much for coming on the show. I really, really, really appreciate it. Hey, guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Have a fantastic week. And don't forget, as always, cash flow is king.
To become part of Mr. Biz Nation, follow him on all social media platforms or never miss a show by going to MrBizRadio.com. If you prefer free video content, visit the Mr. Biz YouTube channel or check out his streaming channel, which is available on 100-plus streaming platforms at MrBizNetwork.com.